Congratulations. You're part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
Oh, yeah.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game.
Oh, yeah.
Online now. 865.
Oh, yeah.
5402.
Oh, yeah.
865-200-5402.
Oh, yeah.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
14 past the hour. I don't know why I said that. Tennessee wins 55-10. It doesn't matter what time it is, because the Vols got a big win today. And it doesn't matter what time it is, because time doesn't matter on here. You're on the fifth quarter fan reaction presented by our friends at Smartway, Dalton Behring, and Hydraulics. And I thank them. We are watching right now, unfolding before our very eyes, Florida and Kentucky in the Commonwealth. Many people thought Kentucky would win this game, and things are tightening up in this one. It's 14-6, 12:50 to play in the game. Kentucky just got the ball back, and Florida has had their moments on offense, and now Kentucky hits a big pass down to the 23 of Florida. We'll keep you posted. Tennessee wins today 55-10. In a game where Josh Dobbs starts the game, goes 15-21 for 144. There were a lot of numbers in tonight's game. And a lot of stats. Tonight's game, 41 first half points, most in a half by Tennessee since 2004. 31 points in the second quarter, most in any quarter since 2000. There was a punt return for a touchdown and a kick return for a touchdown. And Kamara and also Barry with his brother in attendance. One had a kickoff return for a touchdown. The other a punt return. Barry with the kickoff return. That's the first time that's happened in the same game since 1957. That is a long time. Sports fan. 49-yard pass completion. Longest of the season. Dormady to Williams. And man, I'm going to tell you this. I've been telling you for some time. I love this Dormady guy. He can really play. Dormady can play, boy. I mean, he can really play. Alvin Kamara, second ball ever, with a rushing and punt return TD in the same game. So Tennessee racks up some great numbers on the night. It was great to see guys like Josh Malone and Williams have good nights receiving. To tell you how much Tennessee shuffles those receivers, though, on and off, which has been a constant theme, right? It's been a constant theme. Tonight, receivers in the game. How many Vols do you think caught passes tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 receivers caught passes tonight. Now, my good friends, you can't make that up. Tennessee, though, did they get out of this game? What they needed to get out of it? I'd like your thoughts on what you saw tonight in Neyland Stadium. 865-200-5402. Also, as you look, and we're going to look ahead to Florida tonight. As you look at Florida and what they have, and just consider the Florida Gators right now, what is your take on what you've seen from Florida thus far? I'd like to hear that from you as well. As I'm up and walking around the Raymier studio tonight, Russell Smith is in transit. He'll get here. And when he does, we'll break it down with him as well. I want to go to the phones. We'll get as many people in tonight as we possibly can. This program is about you. While the other guys are throwing spots at you and they're running an hour worth of commercials. We're on here talking about it. As soon as the game ends here, whether it's football or basketball, as soon as the game ends, you come right here to TonyBasilio.com. Commercial break free we are, thanks to all our fine sponsors, including our two title sponsors, Smartway and Dalton Behring and Hydraulics. Let's go to the phones. We'll get as many folks in as we possibly can. This is what you tune in for. Sure, my takes are great. I'm sure they really are. You want to hear you, so let's do that. Wall to wall, y'all. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction.
What's going on, man?
Yay, welcome in.
Hey, this is John in Gainesville, and I'm telling you what, it is Florida week officially. I'm so pumped. Going to get to meet old T-Rob, get him some tickets to the game. We're going to be up there cheering. Obviously, you know my prediction on the game, what's going to happen, but either way, it's going to be a great environment. I think Vol fans have something really to be excited about.
From what
see the talent on this team.
No question. There's a ton of talent. From what you've seen from the Gators, who are struggling right now, but I've got to say that they're better offensively than I thought they would be. They've really stubbed their toe tonight a little bit on offense. They missed a short field goal. They've had a couple other things happen to them. They're in a tough environment up there in Lexington tonight. I'll say this for the Florida Gators. They had a fourth down, first series of the game. They intercept the ball at midfield. They take it down to the goal line. They get a fourth down on the 1.5 yard line. Not the one half foot line. The 1.5. What did they do, John in Gainesville? What did the Gators do tonight on the road?
Ran it right down their throat on the road, just like you said, and that's the key. Wasn't no decision and wasn't no analytics. Let's go for it. And with a freshman running back.
It was actually the freshman quarterback on a keeper who kept it and scored a touchdown. But the thought is the same. They're pretty good. You know, they're young and they're pretty good. They're a lot better than they were last year. Last year was a great chance to get them. This year, Will Greer tonight, he's 10 of 16, got 104 yards. One interception, but Will Greer is not afraid to compete. Florida tonight, defensively, has played a very, very solid game, and they have done a really nice job of disguising their blitzes tonight. I was upstairs watching, in fact, with Tony Robinson, who you talked about before, and Tony said, man, we're really going to have to go to work to pick up their blitzes. That was one part of his breakdown on tonight's game.
There's a particular play that we run, and we run it a lot. We pull our left guard, Jalen Hurd, or whoever the running back he is, lines up to the left, Josh Dobbs, and I guess it's Jayshon Robinson, number 75. He pulls to the right side. Now, I know it's a timing play, but the timing of that play is just awful because Jayshon Robinson can't even get to his block before Jalen Hurd's already out on the edge. So it's ineffective. You're just throwing away a player at that point. I don't know why they don't pull the center instead and crash down that way, but I'm telling you, it's mind-boggling. And this team I'm watching right now, the Gators, they got a nasty defense. They're not as good as last year.
Yes, they are.
Their addition by subtraction as far as getting rid of Muschamp and that whole staff, I mean, it's just, They're obviously a well-oiled machine right now because of McElwain coming in and just putting the offense in. And they've got a defense that's just nasty.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a challenge. This Greer guy does throw balls up. He almost threw an interception on first and 10 just now, and he threw one up earlier. And he's gotten away with a couple more. And it's up to Tennessee next week to turn the football over down there in Gainesville. Now, I got to tell you, you're going – you're going to be there with T-Rob, who you're giving tickets to. I'm going to have a listener watch party at Cazzy's in West Knoxville. All are invited. We are breaking the streak. Can you feel it?
It's not happening, man. And I'll
Well, when's it
right
going to happen? If it doesn't happen with a freshman quarterback and a freshman running back and a defense that's down, when is it going to happen?
I could ask you the same thing after last year. I mean, if we didn't beat them last year, when is it going to happen? Some teams are just the Joe Frazier to the Muhammad Ali, and this is what we're facing right now for whatever reason. Let me ask you, you're in the pocket show. You got any replays or anything going up for us people out of town?
They replayed it tonight. And last week they had it on WBIR's website. Now, I don't know if they will or if they will going forward, but they had it on WBIR.com.
Okay. Thank you for that.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. Hey, great talking to you.
Have a good one, man.
Okay, good hearing from
you.
But you need to get on board, man. You need to get on board. You know, this is time to suspend belief. I mean, we're at the suspend disbelief. We're at the wrestling match. Okay, this is 1978, and the good guy's getting attacked here. Somebody's got a foreign object in their hands. You got to believe here. You got to buy in. You got to work it here. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us. I'd love to hear from you today on the program, 865-200-5402. Florida kicking back to Kentucky. Kentucky has a real chance now to steal this game. And this Tolles guy from Kentucky is a nice player, and Kentucky is pretty damn legit. I'm not going to lie to you. Kentucky's pretty damn legit. Kentucky, of years past, the way this game was going at times, would have gotten blown out of this game. Kentucky's hung around. There's 8 minutes to go in the game. About 8:30. They're going to have a puncher's chance here down the stretch, and we're going to watch it. We're going to watch this thing together. Let's go to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Tony, this is Will from Chapel Hill.
Hey, Will from Chapel Hill. Good evening, man.
Good evening. How are you? I agree that Florida is a winnable game this year, and I've been watching a little bit of the game against Kentucky this evening. But this is the same Kentucky team that we killed last year. We destroyed. Made them look bad. I just don't think that, like, worrying about how they're playing tonight is a huge deal. I agree that we should have won last year. We should win this year.
Well, I think Florida's better offensively, though. I'll give them credit. They're a lot better than the team that we beat last year. A lot better. They're a lot better than the team that beat us last year.
Yeah, and I think that's fair to say. We're a better team this year, too. I mean, we putting the OU game behind us, we lost. But that's a very good team. I mean, Florida was losing to last week, a very bad team, and now is playing decent against a Kentucky team that beat South Carolina. But what does that mean?
I'm with you. I mean, I don't come into next week's game looking at Kentucky. It isn't like we're going to play. Let's put it this way. I don't think I want Georgia right now after our last effort. I wouldn't mind Arkansas. And if it weren't for the fact that Florida has this mastery over us, I would say that I wouldn't mind Florida. But they have this mastery over us. And until we beat that mastery, you know, I'm kind of... I am what I am. By the way, Freeze just had fourth and a foot at the goal line. Guess what they just did? Ole Miss. They scored a touchdown.
I've seen so many teams go for it now that today, and it just stands out too. McElwain. I mean, it didn't work out for Saban, but kind of admire him for going for it anyway, you know?
What are your thoughts in Gainesville? Are you ready to put the Oklahoma game behind you, or in Chapel Hill where you are?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, the Oklahoma game is a tough loss. Like, it hurt me a lot for the whole week. Like, the game against Western Carolina was therapeutic to win, but I think it's a non-conference game against a great opponent. Like, it's a tough game to lose, but our goal is to win SEC games, to win the SEC, to beat Florida, to beat Alabama, to beat Georgia, and... Well, you know, the OU game is a learning experience, and that's the way I think we've got to look at it.
I hope our coaches learn from it. That's what I want. I'm not so much worried about our football team. I want Butch Jones to learn from that. He talked about his team learning. I would like him to learn from that. What do you think in Chapel Hill?
I see what you're saying, that Butch needs to learn, and I think at least some of it is partly on the coaches, but I think as much of it's on the players. They're young.
No.
And they're learning how to play
tough
games.
No, sir.
Oh, no, sir.
That loss last week was a coach loss. It was not a player's loss. That was a coach loss.
How's that?
How's that? It was mismanaged. You had a 17-0 lead in your building. You literally let the clock. You elongated the game when you had a lead by snapping the ball with 24, 25 seconds on the play clock. I mean, Tennessee did crazy things last week in that game to lose that game.
Well, look, LSU had a 17-0 lead today, too. Auburn scored 21 points. You can't sit on it. But Les Miles came out and put the pedal to the metal and beat their brains in the second half.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think the coaching staff greatly let the kids down last week. Greatly let them down. Anything else for us on the way out?
Hey, no, Tony, love your show. I mean, I disagree with you. I think
we can disagree.
OU game is a tough way to lose, but it's not all on the coaches, not all on the players.
It's 100%. Thank you.
You lose some games.
I know.
I respect you.
Thank you, man.
I respect that you think that it's all on the coaches.
No, it's
a hundred. I don't think you can blame anything 100% on anybody.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. That loss last week is 100% on the coaches. Who's on four with me? Who's with me here? Is this Cinco?
Yeah, I'm here, Tony.
Hey, Cinco. Cinco, what percentage, if you're parsing out blame for the OU game, and then we're going to move along here, because I want to get your thoughts on what you're seeing from Florida here.
I see a team that's good enough to beat us, and I see a team that we should beat. I mean, I know
agree.
That doesn't answer your question, but that's what I think.
I agree.
Good way
I don't
to put
think
it.
They're as good as I don't think they're as good as Oklahoma overall, but I do think their defense is better than Oklahoma.
So many coaches have tonight, including Cal. Earlier, have decided that when they're on the 1 foot line, 1 yard line, 1.5 yard line, they're going for it. That's interesting, isn't it, Sink?
It was a bozo call last week. I've seen four of them, and all four have scored. And so I really don't know. If you go by what he said with analytics, then I guarantee then those are statistics, and he's the only one following that. I mean, and here's the thing. The ones I've seen, no one's even called a timeout to think about it. That was just their instinct. Just let's go for it.
Yes.
And it's always panned out. I don't get it.
To our previous caller, how much of last week's loss do you put on the players and how much on the kids? And how much on the coaches?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's easy to say, but I'm going to go 90-10 on the coaches. And that's because there was stuff out there for the – I mean, Josh Dobbs had just an awful game. So I'm going to go with the coaches on that.
What did you guys see from Dobbs tonight? Throwing the ball better? Russell, what did you think early tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was 13 of 16 at one point. I thought he got in on rhythm a little bit. They did a good job of playing to his strengths. A lot of short throws. He still struggles to throw the ball down the field, but I just don't think that's his strength. I don't think he's a good deep ball thrower.
The one thing that Tony talked about tonight when he throws the deep ball downfield, he's got to put more air under the ball. He's got to. He has got to do that. He has to quit throwing a flat deep ball. It doesn't work.
I just think that's one of those. I mean, he's a junior. I don't think he's going to get that much better at it. I just don't think it's a strength of his.
Cinco, what'd you think of the Dormady when he played tonight, Cink?
He's not ready, but he's got a lot of natural talent. It surprised me. I thought he was a little better athlete than he showed. If this is the Dormady we're getting, he is not a threat with running the ball in the SEC. Maybe against out-of-conference guys, but he's not going to worry any defense, you know, him keeping the ball.
Very well put when you talk about Florida, as Hargraves almost had a pick a second ago. You are right. Florida is struggling along in a game that many people thought they'd lose. But they're leading 14-9, about to get the ball back. That's 6 minutes and change in the game, so it's still anybody's football game. And a pretty sauced-up crowd, jacked-up crowd up there in Lexington tonight. And then conversely, Dubsy, what's the latest on the Ole Miss-Alabama game, Dubsy?
I'm not sure, but I just saw the last I saw Ole Miss had scored a touchdown going for it
on
fourth and
down.
Goal from the one.
Back to the
hey, here it is. 10-3, and they're about to go in for another touchdown.
Who is? Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, yep. They got it at second and goal, up 10-3.
Saban is going to get committed. If they beat him 2 years in a row.
It's the power of those throwback powder blue helmets.
I love those powder blue helmets. Those are beautiful.
Hey, well, let me tell you about Ole Miss. What? Who knows how they're going to win or lose? But this is one of the only teams that I've seen go into Tuscaloosa in the past 5 or 6 years that, visibly to me, they're not afraid to be there.
Not afraid.
Not intimidated at all.
Not intimidated at all.
What do we make of Auburn so far, guys? I thought last week was a straight fluke. And obviously last week was not a straight fluke. So
Auburn and Arkansas were the sexy picks, and it looks like it's going to be Alabama and LSU and maybe Ole Miss.
And by the way, to our friend in Chapel Hill, you got to understand something about me. I don't know how long ago you found this, but, man, I'm just really passionate, and I'm just...
You're a negaball.
No, I'm not at all, actually, because I think we're winning next week. Let's go, because I'm with Cinco. Cinco, I'm on here
How many of those Jim Beam fires have you had tonight, Tony?
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, Paizan.
Hey, Paizan, welcome.
How you been doing tonight?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what do you say, Cinco? This is late for the old man, let me tell you. You guys just said it. You know, two and a half weeks ago, Arkansas and Auburn were the second coming. Did you see those Arkansas fans leaving with 5 minutes to go in a game? Ooh, I won't want to be down there right now.
Ugly, 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 ugly football game. Ugly team, ugly, ugly, ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. And about Florida, I've seen and watched most of this game. Everybody says Florida was terrible. I mean, they're not that good and everything. I'll tell you what they got. Their defensive line may be as good a line as in the conference. Their defensive line is dominating.
Could not agree more. They have a great junior end out of the Carolinas who's played really, really well tonight. And the other thing that they do that I think will be interesting for us next week in light of how we handle the blitz at times is they consistently tonight against Kentucky have thrown seven in the box, and they've said, beat us. And they have those corners out there on press coverage, and for the most part, Kentucky hasn't made them pay.
Hey, Tony, when they were down, when Kentucky got that field goal there a couple series ago, when they had it down deep in there, Cinco, what happened when you're getting beat at the line, and it was a perfect situation. If he bellies it to that guy and runs a bootleg to the wide side of the field, he can either keep it or throw it. That's a touchdown. You don't see anybody do that anymore. I mean, what this spread offense is like a dead gum cancer. This spread read stuff that everybody's running. Tony Robinson really said it good on your show on TV the other night. You know, you got to make them pay, and if you don't, they're just going to keep. I really am worried about next week about us being able not only to protect the quarterback. Is that Butch Jones, after beating a team tonight that Maryville could beat, thinking that they've got it figured out? That's what scares me.
Sean, will we be better attacking the blitz next week, do you feel like, after a couple weeks of practice?
I think so. I don't know. I would take both Alabama and Ole Miss's D-lines over Florida's all day long. And the one thing that Florida doesn't have is Florida doesn't have the dominant pass rusher. I mean, Bullard's a nice player, but they don't have one guy that can just dominate. But they are very good. By the way, Ole Miss just scored again, 17-3.
Wow, Bama is in some trouble.
Okay, now, who's our starting quarterback next week?
Oh, it's Dobbs. Come on, man. Dormandy's nowhere near.
That's what I think.
Dormandy's nowhere near being able to play in a football game like that. No, you don't want to do that to him.
But we're still, guys, hey, Sean, we're still running that fire-drill offense. It just, I mean, like I said, we can beat a team like that doing it. But that fire drill offense isn't going to work. They're running players in and out of there. They're trying to rush everything. The quarterback don't even know who his wideouts are. And I just don't see it working. I've watched it now. This will be almost 3 years we've been watching this stuff. It don't work.
No, but I think they did a lot more with the receivers tonight. I don't think that even though Dobbs, even though his stats showed he had a nice game, I don't think he did. I didn't see any improvement on him. DeBoard gave him some more throws. The first touchdown to Preston Williams. I mean, he just kind of threw it up, and you just saw Preston Williams. He makes it look so easy because he's so talented. But that wasn't a great throw. We're still skipping balls on those out screens. But I thought DeBoard did a lot more. He's got to get Hurd and Kamara are just playmakers. He's got to start getting those guys the ball, and Ethan Wolf. Just got to do it.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of pass catcher is Hurd? And the reason I ask that, I mean, with the blitz and us get beat on the line, you line him up in the slot and get him, you know, get him out in a little bit of space and get the ball to him quick, because they're going to have to figure out, because next week they're going to, Sean, would you admit that Florida's defense is better than Oklahoma's defense?
No question. But if you go back and look at all 3 years that Josh Dobbs has played, he's a terrible screen thrower. And you might say, well, how's that possible? They're like 5 yard throws. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his timing. I have no clue. But go back and watch it. He's terrible at it.
Well, it's touch.
Yeah.
It's nothing but touch. I mean, you know.
And timing.
Touch and timing. I mean, we got to figure out a way next week because, you know, we're going to get hit hard up front. And, what was your guys' take on the game? I mean, it's hard to, tonight. I cannot believe we had a sellout over there tonight.
We had a sellout.
That place blows me away, Tony.
Place was jam-packed. Paizan, thanks, brother. That place was jam-packed. And that is a great testament, guys, and testimony to our fans. I thought our fan base would be pouting. Yeah. People gave their tickets away tonight. A lot of people did. And a lot of people showed up in that place ready, full-throatedly to cheer.
It's not every week the Western Carolina Catamounts roll into town.
Well, again, you got a 1AA team. And how many other teams in this conference could you say that about when they have a 1AA team in there, which truly is an exhibition football game? And you have literally the stadium full. By the way, a Bammer on Twitter just said to me, Ole Miss is only scoring because of turnovers. Kevin Summer. And I just asked him, so how are y'all scoring? How'd y'all get your 3 points? I mean, what are you people, kidding me? 865-200-5402. Kentucky's going to get it back at their 20. 2:28 to play in the game. They're going to be in four down territory the whole way. You know what we've seen, though, down the stretch in this game, Sean, is how Florida's defense, especially that secondary, they play physically, and they make you make plays with your passing game.
That's the way they've always been. Regardless of who the coach is, they always just stick up on the man. I remember we went down there, even when we had Meacham and Brett Smith and those big guys, we couldn't get off the line. And that's just the way they do it. It's just a mindset. You've got to – I remember Kippy Brown talking about DB's holding. He said, if you don't want to be held by a DB, don't be held by a DB. And what he means by that is break his arms if you got to. Do whatever you got to do. Make it impossible for him to hold you.
There's a perfect example right there. They just allowed a ball to be completed in front of Hargraves. 4 yards, he got his man right on the ground. I mean, they are sure tackling. Sean, we can win next week. I'm with you. We're really going to have to earn it to win. I thought we'd be able to kill them back in the summer because I didn't think they'd have anything offensively. They're better now offensively. I think they'll make some plays. I think we'll make some plays. I think that'll be a very interesting football game next week. I think it'll be low scoring. I think it'll be about like this one is, and I think it'll be a very interesting game.
Yeah, the thing you got to do is the main guy that can kill you, and he's not great, but the Greer kid can keep things alive. And we've had a little trouble with our contain of running quarterbacks here lately. I don't think the Taylor kid's going to kill you. I don't think they're going to kill you through the air. But I do think that the Greer kid can extend drives and make some things happen.
And just like that, Kentucky's in a 4th-and-3, and we're going back to the phones here. I want to remind you, it's the Smart Way Dalton Behring Hydraulic 5th-quarter fan reaction. I also want to remind you, my name's Tony Basilio. You can find me here every day live from 11 to 1. Or on your app, if you click the website button, we're on demand anytime you want, as well as a ton of interviews, all kinds of great stuff. I've got Russell Smith now in studio with me. He's with 94, help me out, Russell, 94.3. Come on, Dobbs. They can find you at KnoxTalkRadio.com. Thank
you,
Dobbs.
Go.
He's on from 3 to 6 every day.
Russell, WNFC on Twitter.
And Kentucky with a huge completion out to the 48, and they are in business. Their own 48, 119 to play in the game. They need a touchdown to win the game. And I want
to. Is it better for Tennessee?
That's, we've been debating it all week. I've no
well,
idea.
I mean, now that it's here in this situation.
What's better, Cinco?
Oh, I want Florida to lose. I want doubt to creep into their minds.
Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, ladies and gentlemen, presenting portions of tonight's action. As you hear Dubsy there in the background doing what he's doing.
I'm just clearing my throat, sorry.
Yeah, well, I tell you, they sell both domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components. And here's the thing. Whatever you're looking for that makes a wheel turn, they've got it for you. And they're going to do it for you, okay? Whether it's bearings, hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, hydraulic motors, thousands and thousands and thousands of bearings. The Kentucky fans will lose their bearings tonight if they can pull this game out. DaltonHydraulic.com online. And let's go back to our phones. And I'll tell you what, that Florida defense is stingy when you try to throw underneath on them. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hello, you're on the Smart Way. Dalton Behring Hydraulic 5th quarter fan reaction. Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, it's Joe here.
Hey, Joe, get on in with us, man.
Tony, can I ask all you guys one question? What does Mike DeBoer and that whole coaching staff have against the slant pass?
Not in the offense. Doesn't exist.
I mean, it's like when you've got 8 people in the box, I mean, right. Isn't it just kind of the thing to do to just kind of throw it over them in a little quick slant kind of idea?
It's funny you mention that because Tony said, looking at Florida tonight, here's what Florida does. Florida... absolutely, and Buller just made a sack. Florida is going to put 7 in the box next week against us. Watch it. They're going to do it.
And I mean, am I wrong in saying that, though?
Absolutely. You, and he said, Tony told me, he said, if we don't throw quick stuff next week, he said, I'm going to lose it. He said, we have got to throw quick stuff.
It gives your quarterback confidence, which helps. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. That was probably the most frustrating thing that I did going back and watching that Oklahoma game after second or third time there. It's just like, why I can see this, like, why can everybody else not? Like, it was just frustrating. But anyways, I don't know what I take out of this game exactly, but I just know we've got to win next week.
I'm glad everybody stayed healthy tonight. That's something.
Yeah,
I'm glad a lot of kids got to play. I'm glad Barry got to run a kickback in front of his brother. For everything that family has been through, I think that's a wonderful thing. So I'm glad to see a lot of our freshmen play. I was glad to see McKenzie play a bunch tonight. And Shy Tuttle getting in there early and making plays and forcing an early turnover in the game. I was glad to see us scoring and being aggressive defensively and turning the ball over. There was a lot of good stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. That came out of that game, but you're right. I mean, in terms of drawing conclusions, when you're playing an opponent like that, let's face it, that opponent right there was pretty much all-time bad in terms of teams that have come into Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, me and my brother were discussing it, too, and we're just sitting here watching it, going, like, I don't know when we've seen a team come in here that just seems like they just don't have it at all.
Yeah,
like they did today. They just didn't have it ever.
No, they had nothing. I mean, they were like me. Back in my afternoon drive days, after about 4 panic attacks. Like, I'd have 3 panic attacks in the middle of the day and literally have no adrenaline. Russell would go, what's the matter with you, dude? And I'd go, not a good day, Dubsy, not having a good day. But Kentucky right now is facing a 4th-and-22, and then they come out of a timeout and get a false start penalty.
Yeah, they had a sack, so it's 4th-and-long. They got to call timeout to set up their play. They come out and just... Kentucky all over the place.
Goalie ball. So now it's...
Well, guys, all I know is we've got to win next week, and I really hope we do. But I'll get off here and let everybody else get in. I appreciate it and love your show.
You're the fifth caller to say that. I'm going to blog on that on Monday. I don't know that Tennessee has to win next week. I don't know that it's... Everybody's... Well, it's a must-win. What does that mean? 4th and 27, they're going up top, nothing. Intercepted. That's your ball game. So Florida's going to be 3-0, Cinco, when we face them.
Yeah, they've done what it takes. I mean, in this game, they hung around and let the losers lose.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Kind of like Missouri today. Yeah,
look, the bottom line is, next week, we're going to have to go down there and take the game. We can't count on, I can't tell you how many times I've thought that Florida was going to give it. Florida doesn't give us anything.
Yep.
We're going to have to go down there and take the game. Score one more point than they score. I don't care how they do it, but I agree with the previous caller. We have to go down there and win that game.
But it's just the fourth game of the third year of Butch Jones. It's not a must win, guys. It's not.
No, but it's a first game of a coach that's done nothing, meaning Jim McElwain. And you don't want him to get traction in the East with all that talent down there.
No, and he had his recruiting difficulties in his first class there. They were a little unorganized when he got there.
You don't want to be the launch pad again. I mean, Tennessee is always the launch pad for these guys, whether it's Saban in 2001, Mark Richt in 2001, Urban Meyer used us to kind of catapult to success in 2005.
Urban Meyer had that crummy leak kid at quarterback, and they beat us that 1 year. And we were better than them that year.
If you lose to McElwain right out of the gates here, I mean...
Hell, we lost to that goofball that got torched today with Auburn. Did you see him on the sidelines?
Yeah. We launched Will Muschamp, if you know you can consider that.
By the way, Fournette today, if you didn't see the numbers in that game are eye-popping. The one that you're going to see tomorrow that's going to boggle your mind, he had 185 yards before contact today in that game. I don't know what Auburn was doing.
Before contact?
Wait till you see it. Before contact.
I didn't even know they tried.
He averaged 12 yards a carry today. You talk about an all-time day. Against Auburn, who was supposed to be contending the last time I checked for a national title.
Well, there's some GIF files going around of Auburn not exactly giving what you would call stellar defensive effort.
Wow, I like the one play where the linebacker jumps up and tries to head tackle him. And he goes right under.
That's Trey Matthews. There's another one where Jonathan Ford comes down, just takes a horrible angle, and then makes the most half-assed arm tackle attempt you've ever seen.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, get right on in here with us. Come on.
Yeah, it's Mark from PAL.
Hey, Mark. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I just listened to your show here and enjoy it. Watching this, Alabama, I think it'd be interesting to see how we'll do, you know, with Butch Jones going in Tuscaloosa versus Freeze, which, you know, I like Butch Jones, but I tell you what, Ole Miss looks good. They came ready to play, that's for sure.
Freeze is another one, Sean. I mean, you already said, you know, they go in here just completely unintimidated, but, I mean, they've got, you know, this quarterback, Chad Kelly. He's got some swagger to him, and his coach seems to, you know, foster that as opposed to stifle it as some guys do. So it's, you know, a lot of people thought Ole Miss might take a step back. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year.
No, and they're punching him in the mouth. And this is without top five pick, top offensive lineman in the draft. Laramie Tunsil's not
that's
playing.
Crazy. I mean, Saban, this is going to drive him nuts if they can't get something going. And the truth is, this is Alabama's worst nightmare, because when you don't have quarterback play and you get in a hole like this, brother, unless that other team gives it to you, Mark, it's difficult to get back in a game like this.
Right. When I tell you something else that the Alabama fans are soon going to find out, I don't think they really know yet, Kiffin is their Achilles heel. And that's going to prove to pan out, I think, before it's over.
The curse of Kiffin continues. Everywhere that some, you know what, goes.
Wreaks havoc everywhere he goes.
Yes, he does, especially with the co-eds.
Well, and he wants to do the 50-50, as you talk about, Tony, all the time. When he's got Stud Henry back there, he had two first-round draft picks last year, and if he runs the ball, he beats Ohio State going away. But, you know, we got to throw it with the quarterback they got.
Well, it's like I said, man. I said on my show leading up to the Oklahoma game, and I didn't know how accurate this was going to be, but these guys today would rather run their offenses than win football games. And I really believe that about the modern football. That's why, let me tell you something. Somebody said it earlier on Twitter, and it's true. Watching LSU today line it up and shove it down Auburn's throat is pretty damn refreshing. It's fun to watch somebody play the game the way it was supposed to be played.
Right, I agree. Well, guys, I enjoy the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
I feel very old saying that, Cinco, but I'm very serious when I say that. And I know that's weird, and that sounds odd to say. Just to see somebody line up in an I formation and say, we're going to make you like this. We're getting
well,
to you.
Here's the thing. I mean, okay, if you want to rip Kiffin, that's fine. But, you know, the last several big games that Alabama's been in, their defense has laid an egg. I mean, they gave up a ton of yards and points on defense to Ohio State, you know, Auburn through the years and stuff. They just, for some reason, Kirby Smart and Nick Saban on their defense get passes all the time. I don't understand that at all.
Back to the phones we go. They do have a first and goal. Now thrown it into the end zone. Bounced one in there. It's a 17-3 game, 1:10 to go. Second and goal for the Tide. We'll keep you posted if you're driving. Let's go back and get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, who's this?
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
You're just talking about old Kiff, and he was trying to get out there and talk to his quarterback, and one of the managers, somebody had him by the shirt tail and drug him back to the sideline while ago.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, guys. I mean, if we can't beat Florida, we're in trouble. I mean, their quarterback threw for 115, 20 yards tonight. It's just pathetic. I mean, if our line could pass block, I think I saw the cure for our passing woes. It was called Dormandy to Preston Williams. What did you guys think about that 24-yard dart for the touchdown down there?
I love
you're not getting away with Dormandy to Preston Williams against a quality defense in the SEC.
Oh, I understand.
There's no way.
But, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I like about him, Sean, and you guys, because I was watching it with T-Rob. T-Rob said he loves the way Dormandy finishes his throw. And he loves the way he puts that longer pass out there in front of the receivers for them to go get.
He's got much better mechanics than Dobbs.
Yeah. He's got he just throws a better ball. Yeah. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I'm not saying he's a better quarterback because he's not even close. What
did you guys think about Preston Williams' hands?
He's a freak.
He's got Randy Moss talent.
Yeah, Sean's been saying it all offseason. If you let him get his legs under him, man, forget about it.
I mean, this guy coming off a severe knee injury. Then he, you know, gets pulled off the field. You know, don't get to practice. And he may be the most talented receiver we got on the squad, even with all those other, you know, with Malone and North and those guys.
I mean, hey, guys, I'm going to ruffle some feathers here. How about the best college coach in this state residing in Shelby County?
Oh.
And I'm not talking about recruiting. You realize that Memphis and Jesse Fuente went up there and beat Bowling Green at Bowling Green today?
Which is a great win for their program. A great win. In fact, that's a graveyard job. Memphis has been a graveyard job. It's akin to Temple. If you can win and get any kind of traction there, as that guy has, and they play a pretty exciting brand of football, too.
Tommy West won there when they just dumbed the schedule down so much.
Yes.
Because they wanted to get to a bowl game for the first time in decades.
This guy, I mean, he got the bowl game last year, and he's rolling now. His offense is pretty good. I didn't really ever want to see Oklahoma again the rest of my life, but I was bored with about everything on early games today. That kid is a gamer that plays quarterback for them. He put on the show today. You know, I was listening to the Vol Network earlier some today. And I disagreed with something that a couple of them had to say. One of them was a former Vol quarterback. They was talking about our biggest worries, some, you know, worried about. And they really hammered on the secondary. And I know the first game, yeah, but we had people out, we had coaches out. You held that kid that I saw today and to 87 yards through three quarters, and it's not until your defense is worn down and your coaches have played down.
Thank you.
I think the secondary held up pretty good last week based on everything that kid's done this year for Oklahoma.
What, Don, what gets me, and I don't know who you're talking about, but what gets me about state-run media is they'll blame kids all day long, but they'll never blame those coaches. And let me tell you something. That game last week, Cinco can call it 90-10. It was 100.
Listen.
It was the coaches let those kids down. They elongated that game instead of shortening that game when they had the lead. They didn't play aggressively. He got away with kicking that field goal and still had a 17-point lead. I mean, come on, guys. Give me a break.
I even heard some of the state-run media make that point today. Yeah, even though they thought Tennessee should have went for it, well, you had still had a 17-point lead. That ain't got nothing to do with it. 21-point lead, you don't lose.
Correct.
The lead. It doesn't change the fact that they scored the tying touchdown with 40 seconds to go after you screwed around the whole fourth quarter and let them have the ball back.
Well, the reason I'm still beating on it, people say, why are you? Because I want this coach to know that we know, and I want him, when they get on the damn one-foot line in Gainesville, to go! To do what Florida did tonight. Florida went. Did you see Florida tonight on the road?
Everybody's doing it. Everybody done it. You know, and that's, you know, you didn't make me feel any better, Cinco, when you started talking about
right.
You'd seen four different ones.
It's true.
Day, and it worked every time.
Every time. Including Ole Miss tonight. They did it.
Hey, I got to bring up something.
Cinco's getting chips or something. I got to let him fetch his chips. Go ahead.
You know, you was talking about LSU and the way they played today and everything, and I agree with you. But, you know, that wasn't very popular in Tennessee 20 years ago.
Everybody no.
Make, oh.
But, what's old becomes new again. What's new becomes old again. Because a lot of this offense looks like single wingish at times, what they have these quarterbacks doing. But, listen, I appreciate your call, Don. Great talking to you. Unbelievable, Andy Mack. Let's go back to the phones. Cliff Kingsbury, this hot off the wire. Arkansas crutch Brett Bielema for some reason loves to talk trash, but he's 1-2 now. Consecutive losses to Toledo and Texas Tech, don't have him looking so bright, and he doesn't seem so smart and seem so wise. Well, tonight Cliff Kingsbury said the following. Kingsbury said, "I'm not a Bielema fan." After some of the off-season smack talk by him, he just got his ass kicked twice, and he probably is going to get it kicked again next week.
Kingsbury said that?
Yes! He also said he's a prideful guy and says what's on his mind, but it just hasn't worked out for him so far this year.
Oh, he went full Donald Trump.
He also said...
You're having a bad night.
He also said...
Sit down.
He also said... Bielema told high school coaches in Texas this summer that he'd kick their asses if they didn't play with a fullback... and or threw the ball 70 times. Kingsbury said he's the son of a high school coach, and 90% of Texas runs the spread, so yes, he took Bielema saying that personally. Kingsbury was open about his dislike for Bielema, as he's ever heard anything, anywhere, didn't shake his hand either after the game, wouldn't even look at him after the game, Dubsy.
Wow.
Huh? Wouldn't even look at him after the game. Cinco, how do you plead to that? Because I like stuff like that. I say let's stir it up a little bit.
Well, Cinco, that's Jose Mourinho, Arsene Wenger-esque heat right there.
Well, that is. But you remember the backstory to that is this all started a couple years ago when Bielema and then Saban started wanting to change the rules. And Kingsbury was early in his career over there, and they asked him about it, and he didn't really do anything. Saban kind of quieted down, and Bielema kept, or whatever his name is, he kept, you know, popping off about it. And I think it really ticked off some of those guys, including Kingsbury.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in against the backdrop that portions of tonight's programming are presented by our friends at Smartway. Go smartway.net online. Smartway, ladies and germs, and I really want you to understand what Smartway does. Everything for your home store where you're going to pay your way. 8416 Kingston Pike. Be smart, buy smart, the smart way, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the road to ownership with Smartway. And here's the thing, Smartway is everything for your home. Knoxville's newest retailer of furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, even tires. And I did say smartphones, like Samsung, LG, Blue, even iPhones available. And the best part is, if you can't afford one of the new very hot phones, you can at Smartway with a lease purchase. You can afford it over time. Take advantage of our 120-day same as cash. Items less than $9.99. You can choose pay your way, own it the way that works for you. And here's the thing. You can be as consistent as Butch Jones and as hard-headed as Butch Jones on your payment plan, or you can change it up like a talk show host. You can say, you know, I feel like paying this much this month, and that's what you pay. I feel like making my payments this. Find out what I'm talking about. And all on-time lease payments earn 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want, when you want, at Smartway. Again, go smartway.net online. Back to the phones we go. Hello and welcome. It is your fifth quarter fan reaction. I'm Tony Basilio. He's Russell Smith from 94.3 Knox Talk Radio. Dr. Sean Sinclair is on the phones. Jerry Colquitt, Tony Robinson coming up. Following Doc Sinclair, and you're on the air. Hello, welcome.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call, Tony.
Thank you for being there.
Yeah, this is Michael from San Antonio again. I'm still tripping on what you guys were just saying about Cliff Kingsbury's comments after the game. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he snapped. He broke straight red on him, man.
Yeah, he did. And Belima kind of deserves it, you know, because he does talk a lot of smack. He talked a lot in the offseason.
Yep.
He talked a lot when he first came to the SEC. You know, and just like Tennessee last year, they won a few games late in the year, Arkansas did. They totally put a beat down on Texas in their bowl game. We just talked about that here a while back. But when that happens, the media automatically anoints these people, you know, up-and-coming teams. You know, the next, you know, pass the torch to these guys. They got it. But you got to prove it on the football field. You know, it's as simple as that. But I want to tag on to what the last caller was talking about Preston Williams. I know Dr. Sinclair, you've been high on Preston Williams since before signing day. He did look like the best wide receiver on the field tonight. I was tweeting with Jason Swain earlier, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to be good. But remember, it's only Western Carolina that we're playing. I'm like, so? I said, everybody, all these other receivers are playing Western Carolina, too. He looked better than the vets did out there. He has moxie. He has ball skills. He has it. You know, and I just hope he doesn't regress under the coaching of Zach Azani.
Your thoughts on Azani? Cinco likes to make fun of Azani, or pick on Azani.
Oh, I know. These players, I think, Marquez North.
Where is
he? His freshman year was his best year. He's regressed.
He's on a milk carton.
I mean,
is Marquez North?
If we think Preston Williams has Randy Moss-level skills, then he needs to be playing that primary wide receiver spot. They need to figure out a way to feature him.
Marquez North tonight. You guys ready? 3 catches, 29 yards. Somebody asked me tonight, is he going to have 500 yards receiving this year at this point, at this pace?
If they can make him one of the go-to guys, you know, and that's even the guys on ESPNU, you know, we're talking about that. You guys talked about it last weekend. They need to shorten the rotation, find a couple of guys that will be your guys in the crunch situations. They still, I mean, and Williams looks like he could be one of those guys.
Dubsy,
all the things that we criticized, and when I say we, just the media fans as well, that we criticized Butch Jones for last week, he doubled down on tonight, going for the field goal on fourth and short. Seemed like he was rotating the wide receivers tonight.
Russell, newsflash for you, for Sean, for a guy in San Antonio, for all the listeners. Butch Jones is not going to change.
But I don't think it's even that he's not going to change.
He's
not
cognizant of it.
I think he's cognizant of it. I think he's saying, by God, I'm not. Not only am I not going to do what you want me to do, I'm going to go even harder in the other direction,
Russell,
because this is what I believe.
If he still,
just
if
like he did with the field goal earlier,
if he kicks field goals from the 1 foot line again, and he does that again in a couple more games, I'm just telling you this.
Yeah.
He'll be looking for a job.
Why do that tonight? Why do that tonight? That was a message to the fans. Yes, it was. It was a message to the critics to say, this is our system, and this is how it's going to be. I don't care who we're playing.
I don't think that's true.
I agree, Russell.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
But yeah, I'm glad that you guys keep it. I was just watching some stats a while ago. Baker Mayfield had 573 yards total offense. I think they played Tulsa today. But it goes to show that, I mean, I'm still reeling over that loss last week, but the guy, he put up crazy numbers.
Yeah, he
today.
Can't. You know what? Oklahoma can't play. They had they surrendered 385 yards of total offense to Tulsa, including 28 first half points. Now that's a game right there last week. Tennessee had no business losing. None.
I guarantee you,
zero.
Oklahoma has done this every year. Oklahoma will end up losing two or three games later on this year to teams they have no business losing
absolutely.
To. They'll lose to an Iowa State. They'll lose to a Kansas.
Absolutely.
They'll lose to one of those mediocre teams. I guarantee it.
They're a three or four or maybe even five loss football team before it's over.
We may not see it till later on the season because they always start out hot. But they always taper off and just spend. Seems like they always have the wind taken out of them, but somehow, but at the end of the season.
Let me ask you something. When we convene here next week at roughly 7:30 in the Eastern Time Zone, will we be convening over a victory? You in San Antonio. What do you say?
All I can do is hope. It'd be hard to guarantee one the way our offense looks, especially our passing game right now. If we give Alvin Kamara as many touches as we do Jalen Hurts, I think we'll be out here talking about a victory. If we don't, we may not be, it could be a loss. You have to give Alvin Kamara, Jalen Hurd, equal amount of touches, run the hell out of that football, do some play actions, no deep crossing routes, throw it deep a few times, like LSU. LSU beat the snot out of Auburn today. They ran the ball down their throats, they threw short passes, they screen passes, because they don't have a quarterback that's capable of throwing deep crossing routes. They don't have a quarterback that's capable of being what you call a true quarterback, but they still beat the snot out of Auburn today.
Tennessee
wouldn't doing that same thing.
Hey, Cinco, what I'm wondering is, how many losses does Steve Spurrier have in his immediate future? And what do we make of this Grayson Lambert guy who lost his job at Virginia and was 24-25 today?
He had a game, and Spurrier's done. This is the last year of him.
You think he's cooked?
Oh, he knew he was cooked before. That's why he went crazy
on
the press conference.
Yeah,
he was just trying to save recruiting.
Hey, there in San Antonio, sit right there. You're going to like this. Ready? Here we go. Here's Cliff Kingsbury. We don't usually do this, but tonight I want to have some fun with this. Here we go.
This is a direct quote.
Listen. Where is he?
Texas High School Coaches Convention this summer. He stood up and
here we go.
Just seeing the physicality. That's a program that prides themselves on being physical. And at the Texas High School Coaches Convention this summer, he stood up and said, if you don't play with a fullback, we'll kick your ass. If you throw it 70 times a game, we'll kick your ass. And he just got his ass kicked twice in a row and probably next week by A&M as well. So.
And probably by A&M next week as well.
You know what's even funnier? Texas Tech will probably lose about five games this year as well. So, that's the funny part of it.
Oh, absolutely. But he's savoring the flavor, as we say in the trade.
Yeah. He did. I love it. I mean, he put it right back on Bellino, and then maybe Bellino will change his little attitude going forward, as long as he's in the SEC, because you see how many teams have been overrated so far. Auburn, Arkansas. Oh my goodness.
All right,
He went into that game with a case of Beano Red Ass.
Yes, he did. Beano yesterday. Good gosh. Who we'll hear from later on tonight. Beano was in rare form yesterday on the show. Wow. I don't know if I've ever heard him so angry.
No.
He said as a week went along, he got madder and madder about that Oklahoma game. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm ready to get that taste out of our mouths. Guys, as we we don't really focus so much on what happened today, but if you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402, as much as we gather tonight, talk about the game that was and what is about to happen, but none of this happens in a vacuum before we go back to our phones. And I guess what I mean is, I find myself looking at South Carolina as far